Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for Robbie's Magnificent Seven, best seven plays of the weekend. What do you got for us today, Robbie?
Let's start with tonight, 8 o'clock on the CBS Sports Network. The Raging Cajuns of Louisiana, they are on the road at UAB, and the Raging Cajuns are giving 3 points. Now, the Raging Cajuns just lost for the first time last week to Coastal Carolina. In fact, the reason why they were ranked in the first place is because they beat Iowa State the first game of the season. But since then, they have not covered the spread one time. Every game decided by 3 points or less. For example, they needed overtime to beat Georgia State as a 17-point favorite. They needed like a 56-yard field goal to beat Georgia Southern, and they were a double-digit favorite over Georgia Southern. Now, UAB on the flip side, they've been undefeated at home so far this season, and I thought UAB actually hung around with the Canes pretty good for a solid three quarters. At some point in the third quarter, we were wondering if the Canes were going to win the game. Eventually, the Canes did pull away in the fourth quarter, but I thought UAB showed some guts in that game. And look, UAB at home getting 3 points. Lafayette hasn't covered against really anybody except for Iowa State. I think UAB wins this game outright. I think the Raging Cajuns were exposed as frauds. Give me UAB plus the 3.
All right, number 2.
Welcome back, Big Ten.
Ah.
Yeah.
Little noon action on Saturday on Fox, Nebraska at Ohio State. Ohio State's laying 26 points.
Now, not enough.
The conspiracy theorists out there believe that this is the Big Ten trying to stick it to Nebraska because they wanted to run off and leave the conference when there was doubts of that they were going to play. Now, look, last year, Ohio State beat Nebraska in Nebraska 48-7. Now, 2018, Nebraska hung around. They only lost by 5. Now is when Adrian Martinez was a freshman. He's their quarterback now. He was all the rage as a freshman. He's actually got really bad as time went on. He got benched last year. He is announced as the starting quarterback for Nebraska. 2017, Ohio State in Nebraska won 56-14. And in 2016, Ohio State won 62-3 over Nebraska. Like, it's almost like they're treating him like they're FAMU. Look, Justin Fields, Jeez. He's on a mission. Like, everyone's talking about, Trevor Lawrence. Justin Fields, like, hey, bro, what about me? Why not tank for me?
Play football.
Well, flop. What about flop for Fields? Why is everybody tanking for Trevor? Give me Ohio State. Lay the 26.
All right. Number 3, Robbie.
All right, more noon action on Saturday. Oh, apologize for this game. Georgia Southern at Coastal Carolina. Carolina's giving 6 points at home. Now, welcome to the top 25 for Coastal Carolina. They are now 25th in the country. Yes.
What is their mascot again?
The Chanticleers. Or the Shants, for short.
Of course. Love the Shants.
Now, everybody talks about handling adversity, but I make the case that handling prosperity is even harder than handling adversity. Look, you got a lot of rat poison coming your way with Coastal Carolina. The players are probably going to be bobbing their head around campus, feeling good. Yeah. Maybe feeling yourself. They might even count a chicken or two since they're now in the top 25. But let me take
plus the Chanticleers.
Yeah. It's natural. It's only natural.
That's Shants eggs.
Counting roosters. But look, I mean, let me tell you about Georgia Southern. I mean, I know not too many of you have watched Georgia Southern play. I was watching their game against UMass last week, and they did some work smashing UMass. And look, Georgia Southern, they had actual adversity. They started the season down 33 players for a variety of reasons, virus included. And look, they're a 50-yard kick away from being, you know, because UL Lafayette, they beat them with a 50-yard field goal at the end of the game. That, I mean, if a college kicker normally misses that kick, if they miss that kick, Georgia Southern's 4-0. I know I kind of sound like, oh, I don't want to say who I sound like. But look, Georgia Southern.
We know.
But look, that was one play. That was legit. Like, you know, the guy misses a kick, they're 4-0. Instead, they're 3-1. And look, they had their UMass slump buster last week, and it's a big deal. It happened with FIU last year. Like, FIU, they couldn't cover to save their lives. And all of a sudden, they played UMass, got the slump buster out of the way. Then they started covering like wildfire. And look, Shea Wirtz, he's the real deal at quarterback for Georgia Southern. I would watch them execute that option. I think Georgia Southern wins this game outright. You're getting 6 points, I'm taking them.
All righty, number four, Robbie.
All right, more Big Ten action. Rutgers.
Oh, man.
Not quite the Rutgers rule yet because they're playing.
Here we go.
They're playing Michigan State, who's not ranked. But Michigan State's still giving 13.5 points. Now, you got new coaches for both teams. You got Greg Schiano back coaching for Rutgers.
Unbelievable.
And you got Mel Tucker coaching for Michigan State. After
we know that he plays till the final whistle, that Greg Schiano.
Oh, yeah. That could affect the spread, that last push on the kneel down. But look, Michigan State, as bad as they were last year, they still beat Rutgers 27-0. Now, Rutgers did give them a scare back in 2018. It was 14-10. But prior to that, you have games of 40-7 and 49-0 final scores between Michigan State and Rutgers. Now, both teams have quarterback problems. They don't know who their quarterback's going to be. Michigan State could be going with this kid, Rocky Lombardi. Great name.
That is a good name.
We can't do much better than that.
It sounds like somebody we'd watch box at the real, real undercard at the Hard Rock.
The real, real undercard?
Yeah. One of those guys that has, like, you know, they don't even say their record. They just say a veteran of 13 professional fights. Rocky Lombardi, and he's there just to clearly take a dive on somebody's pro debut.
He comes in with all the Rocky music too, all the swag, and then just gets KO'd in the first punch.
Definitely has a mustache. Anyway,
but look, I think Rutgers offense, and Rutgers could go with our old friend Art Sikowski, who was once a Miami commit long time ago, out of the old IMG, and he has actually been pretty bad at Rutgers so far, but. Look, I think Michigan State could cover winning this game 14-0. I just don't think Rutgers is going to score. All I'm asking for Michigan State is to get two touchdowns. I know it's not quite the Rutgers rule, but I think Michigan State gets it done. Lay the 13.5.
There we go. All right, number five, Robbie, on the backstretch.
All right. Tulane at UCF. UCF is giving 19.5 points at home. I don't know if you guys know this, but UCF's kind of falling apart.
That dude tried to fight the kicker last week.
Yes. Exactly.
Did you see that, Leroy?
Huh?
One of the players on UCF tried to fight the kicker.
Wow!
Yeah, the kicker missed a kick at the end of the game that helped them beat Memphis last week, and then afterwards the backup quarterback was getting into it with the kicker.
Oh, okay, that's better. Not a player, a backup quarterback.
Oh yeah, and the kicker was so upset, like afterwards, like throwing his helmet and everything. Look, they're falling apart. There's chaos out at UCF. And look,
Ryan Leaf on him. Leave me alone, will you?
Knock it off. But look,
I'm sorry, Rob.
UCF's lost two in a row. They haven't covered three in a row. The defense is terrible. They gave up a 50-burger last week to Memphis. And prior to that, they lost to Tulsa outright, and UCF was a 20-point home favorite, kind of like what we got here, 19.5. Now, look, Tulane, they hang around, man. Tulane, they just took SMU, a ranked SMU opponent. They took them to overtime. Prior to that, they were up 24-7 on Houston before the walls caved in. I know Tulane's thing is they get big leads and then they blow it. But look, even if they get a big lead on UCF, which I expect, and even if UCF storms back and wins, they're not going to win by more than 19.5. Give me Tulane. Take the 19.5 points. Very live underdog.
Very live. Very live. Number six, Robbie.
Oh, yes. 3:30 on CBS. Alabama at Tennessee. They call this game the third Saturday in October. I mean, it's going to be the third Saturday of October tomorrow. I'm surprised.
That's what they call this? They always call it
this? Yes, they do. That's the rivalry name. If you look at Alabama.
Do they play for some crappy trophy like Michigan and Minnesota?
Nope. Just got to make sure they play in the third Saturday in October. Actually, now I think about it. Wait,
that's no different than all the teams in Florida playing for a stupid Florida Cup or whatever it's called.
I don't think that's a thing, man.
Yeah, it is.
Don't they? The Gators in Florida, so they play for a canoe?
The Seminole War canoe. The Canes, yeah. the Canes and the Gators. Whenever they duke it out, I don't think it was up for grabs when last year when the Canes played the Gators.
Of course not. Gators are scared.
But actually, now that I think about it, isn't tomorrow the fourth Saturday in October? Now that I think about it,
let's see.
You got the 3rd, the 10th, the 17th. Yeah, the 24th.
Yeah, it is the 4th. So it looks like they missed their window.
Oh. I knew a lot of traditions were thrown out the window with some of these schedulings with coronavirus, but we missed one more week. Come on, guys. But yeah, it's historically it's played the 3rd Saturday in October. Maybe because the season got delayed, this doesn't really count.
So the 3rd Saturday in October is always usually the Saturday where Tennessee knows they're not back.
Yes. In fact, Alabama, it's been 13 straight 3rd Saturdays in October where Alabama has won the game. In fact, Tennessee was game last year. You look at the final score. They lost by 22, but Tennessee was about to punch it in from the one-yard line, and they fumbled, and Alabama ran it back 99 yards. That's a 14-point swing. So they were kind of in the game last year. But prior to that, Tennessee had lost the previous three games to Alabama by 37, 38, and 39 points, respectively. And look, you want to talk about UCF falling apart. Tennessee is falling apart. They just got blown out at home to Kentucky. 34-7. In fact, the coach fired the defensive line coach middle of the game.
Wow, really?
Yes, middle of the game, just told him to hit the bricks. Defensive line coach. And if you go back to their previous game against Georgia, they were up at halftime, and then they got shut out by Georgia 27-0 in the second half. So if you do the math, Tennessee has been outscored the last three halves 61-7. And look, we saw what Alabama did to Georgia last week in that second half. Beating them by 17, they really shut them down in the second half. Mac Jones kind of looking for real. We know Nick Saban's on a mission, clearly, after his miracle recovery. Alabama blowout by 35, lay the 21.5.
Okay. All right. And number 7, Robbie.
Oh, of course. I got to get the Canes game in there. Virginia at Miami, Saturday night, 8 o'clock on the old ACC network. Sorry if you have Comcast and you can't watch it. Miami is a 12.5-point favorite at home. Now, Virginia's been a notorious nemesis of the Hurricanes over the years, but if you actually look at it, Miami's won 4 of the last 5 against Virginia. Kind of sneaks up on you.
Does.
Now, you probably know all you need to know about this Miami Hurricanes team. You probably don't know much about Virginia. I can tell you Virginia's lost back-to-back games to Wake Forest and NC State by 17 points each game. It's a miracle they only lost to Clemson by 18, Virginia did. But the defense has given up 38 points or more in each of the last three games. Now, their regular starting quarterback hasn't played since week one. He's in the concussion protocol. So last week they used three quarterbacks, led by Lindell Stone. If you want to watch him play, he wears the number 36, which for a quarterback looks
That's
pretty ugly.
Very weird.
Yeah, it looks very weird. See, you got that dude at quarterback for you. And look, I thought Miami should have covered last week. They made stupid mistakes against Pittsburgh. Two interceptions basically gave them 10 points. One of them was basically a pick six for all intents and purposes. They ran it back to the one-yard line and punched it in. And so, look, they made a lot of stupid mistakes. It was a sleepy noon or two. Yeah, and the Canes, despite their stupid mistakes, despite punting a lot, they still put up 31 points in a sleepy nooner. So, look, we know about the bye week of death. That's next week. The Canes have their bye week. But usually prior to their bye week, they play lights out, and then they have the bye week, and then things happen. But look, the last two games they played prior to their bye, they put up 50 burgers. So I think the Canes at night, I think they'll play a little bit better. They got the bye week coming up. I think they roll Virginia. Then as far as the next game after that, we'll worry about that when it gets there. But I think the Canes roll, cover the 12.5 points.
Can I tell you something? I sneakily like watching the Canes punt because I love Lou Hedley.
Oh,
dude's got an Australian boot on him, man.
And he's chunky.
Dude. But he's got like the tats. Like he wears it well.
You could hear it on the
doesn't?
Punt.
He wears the tats well.
Oh, the tats. I thought you said he doesn't look chunky.
Wears the tats well. Like I think it's a good look for him. And I like it. And I like his Australian style of punting too. I know you hate that. You like the old school, but he boots it like 70 yards.
You can hear the sound of foot to ball. It's like an earthquake.
Yeah.
And Leroy, by the way, I did have the Michigan game on my board, but once I got to the Michigan, I'm like, oh crap, I already got 7 games. Magnificent 7.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.